1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
I heard you guys talking about something yesterday, and I nearly picked up the phone and called in. You were talking about the price gouging starting in Florida, about a hotel that charged, that said a sign up said $39.99 per night, but they had one room that was and it was too small to even get like your pet in. It was basically an animal crate that you could put your family in and sleep, but then they had rooms for $199 and stuff like that, that they were just gouging the hell out of people. And Carrie said, well, then the community needs to not support that hotel when things are up and running again. And I thought burning it down would be not supporting it, right?
Sure. Yeah,
like if it caught on fire.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more proactive than not supporting it.
But that would be not supporting it. That would fall under not supporting.
How does a community not support a hotel?
You don't have your
people
family
from the community don't go and stay there anyway.
What, you never have family and friends in from out of town? You never anything like that? You never have business colleagues that you say, you know what, this is a good hotel, it's very close to the airport or whatever. Nah, we're going to ship you out further because that hotel
You can send
sucks.
All your crack addicts there.
You can send your whores stay there. Right up there.
That was like the room I had in Miami at the Super Bowl. I expected to find a crack addict shivering in the corner when I opened the door.
Someone to come through the door naked, covered in blood with an erection.
It wouldn't have surprised me. I was going to say...
And like, an axe. Got an axe.
I was going to say like that Bruce Willis movie. What was it? The one where he was dead the whole time. The guy comes out of the bathroom.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah. I thought that's what I was going to describe. The skinny guy in the bathroom.
That'd wake you up more than your bed dropping 18 inches.
I was expecting
this.
Yeah.
Down the hall.
Jerk.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, so sorry.
Just a slight pause.
Pardon me.
Oh, 1,000 pardons.
His erection just drops.
You're down the hall.
Door opens. As he walks through the door. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Naked, covered in blood with an erection.
And an axe.
And an axe.
Wouldn't have surprised me at that hotel.
I bet that surprises you, even if you're expecting it. Even if you know that guy's in your room, you're still going, holy Christ.
Just raving.